What's up, team? Hiring appointment setters is one of the biggest challenges, I would say, when you're starting to scale your business at the start. I've kind of said this before, but if I was to start a fitness business again from scratch, I would immediately hire a coach, and I wouldn't coach anyone myself. I would immediately hire an appointment setter, and I wouldn't be booking calls myself. And I would immediately hire a closer, and I wouldn't take any calls myself. And I would just start off being the CEO. Now, that's easier said than done, I know. As you grow into different roles in your business, you acquire different skills. And managing and hiring and recruiting is a skill, and it's something that takes time. So I want to try and help you in this podcast for the next 5, 10, 15 minutes to look at that system in a different way. So generally speaking, it is easier to train people to do things that we understand rather than things that we don't understand. It is also easier to hire and recruit people for roles where we know where there's an abundance of those people. Hence why most of you, generally speaking, in the fitness space, although there are other industries that listen to these episodes, find it pretty, they don't struggle to find people who would be good coaches. They don't struggle to tell them how to coach well or to give them the systems. What they struggle with most is emotionally letting go of, you know, relinquishing control. But that's a decision. That's a mental state. It's not like you are lacking information. Where most of you lack information when it comes to hiring an appointment setter, let's say, is A, you don't know how to appointment set well enough yourself, so it's hard to teach them. B, you don't know what the expectations of your appointment setter are because you haven't successfully been able to book calls yourself, and therefore you don't know, you know, what's likely, what's possible, what's achievable, what's a good target. Thirdly, you've no idea where to find these people. Fourthly, you've absolutely zero idea, less than an idea of what to pay them. And then five, you definitely don't know how to continue to manage, motivate, and inspire these people to continue to do some work. So my goal of this episode is to fill those gaps for you. So firstly, you need to get better at appointment setting yourself, or you need to understand sales, because that doesn't mean that you continue to appointment set yourself necessarily, but if you struggle to book calls, it means you can't sell, like, just fundamentally. Because I could walk up to someone in the street and convince them to get on a call with my team because I have the ability of persuasion and I can communicate what we do. So the whole "I don't have enough leads" is nonsense, because if you reach out to someone in the right way, in a clever way, and you can sell, as long as people can read your message, if they don't respond, it's because the message isn't good enough. And most people don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. If you send a message to someone in this day and age, the likelihood that they don't see it is slim to zero. Now, just because they don't click it out of the requested DMs doesn't mean they didn't see it. It just means they chose not to respond or reply. But fundamentally, the likelihood that they didn't see it is slim to zero. And if they don't respond, it's not because they didn't see it. It's because it wasn't good enough. It's like a guy messaging a girl in the DMs and turning around to his friends going, "Oh yeah, I sent her a DM, but she hasn't seen it yet." Trust me, bro, she saw it. She just didn't. She probably clicked on your page, didn't like what you were about, and didn't think that it was worth her clicking it out of the requested and actually replying. So that's exactly the same when it comes to lead gen for a business. If they think you're trying to sell something directly, then okay, why would they reply to a stranger on the internet who's trying to sell something? It's not logical. It's just silly to assume that would be easy. So you need to get better at that skill. And even if you teach someone else to do that, you should get good at that skill, because it's a life skill and probably one of the most valuable life skills that you can have. And if you're taking the sales calls, then if you can't book calls, then you're not going to be able to close calls. So you need to improve that skill yourself, number one. Number two, the expectations of what you should be doing or looking at should be reverse engineered from your closing ability. But I'll just give you a basic example. If you book 2 calls per day, that's 10 a week, Monday to Friday, and let's just say 50% show up, you have 5 opportunities every week to make a sale. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know you should be selling something for at least 2K, if not more. So let's just say you're selling a 2K product on the lower end. If you close 1 out of 5, that's 20% close rate at 2K, you're making 2K a week, which is 8K a month, which is 6 figures. That's pretty good going from very low numbers, okay? If you close 40% at 2K, that's 4K a week, that's 12K a month, okay? That's 250,000 a year. So we're getting places. This is good. Good stuff. So they should be the targets. 2 calls booked per day. If they're not booking any calls per day, they need to get better. If they're booking 1 call per day, it's a start, but they could be better. If you're booking way more than 2 calls per day and you're not making money, then the problem is in the back end and your ability to get people on calls or close people. But generally speaking, 2 calls a day, 10 calls a week, if 5 show up, you've got 5 opportunities to make some sales. If you're not making sales, you need to improve your sales ability. Listen to more of these podcasts. You can click the link below and join my sales course. It's like £1,250. It is, in my opinion, the best sales training you will get on the internet for that price. Maybe one of the best sales trainings on the internet, full stop. And maybe I'm biased, but I believe that to be the case. So you need to figure out where you're lacking in the system. Okay. So now that's the first two. Number three, where would you find people who can book calls for you? Well, there's loads of places, but again, they need to be able to persuade. So they should have some level of sales. Now you can go to an agency, wouldn't advise it immediately. You can hire someone off Upwork or Fiverr. It's going to be tough, but you could do it. You could hire a friend, you could hire an ex-client, you could hire somebody you know, you could hire someone who owns their own business, you could train someone up, you could hire a freelancer, you could put out a job advert on LinkedIn, you could put a job advert out in Indeed. Obviously, we talk through this inside our course with our clients, depending on what it is that they want and what they need, but there's some general ideas. Okay, how do you pay these people? So how you pay these people depends on which of those avenues they come from. If it is something like Upwork or Fiverr, you can pay them per hour. If it is an agency, they'll probably have a fee. If it is someone who works for you and you've hired them, then you either pay them a commission on what gets sold on the back of the calls they book. But if you're not closing, that's going to be a challenge because they're not going to want to book calls for you, commission only, if you're not closing. I think that makes sense. So on the flip side, you could have a salary so that you pay them a salary, but then if they're not booking calls, you're not going to be happy. Or you can have a mixture of the two where there's some sort of base salary and also some form of commission. That's maybe makes more sense. Again, that depends on who it is that you're hiring and how you're navigating that. That procedure. Again, we go through this with our clients, but just to give you some perspective. And lastly, how do you motivate them? If you have a team and you're not speaking to them every day, you don't care about your business, in my opinion. That's just fundamental. If you have someone booking calls for you, or you have someone closing calls for you, or you have someone coaching for you, it is a missed opportunity, in my opinion, to be having a call with them every single day, Monday to Friday. Because having a call with them every day will make you more money. If you want to make more money, you should have a call with them every single day. Because they need to be motivated, they need to be inspired, they need to feel part of a family. There's communication that goes backwards and forwards. That could be the difference between them making more money and your business making more money. Even if you have a coach in your business, I think it is worth you speaking to them almost every day, because there will be people who are coming to an end of a program that need to be resold. There'll be an opportunity to upsell someone. There'll be someone potentially dropping off that needs to be saved. All of this information, you optimizing that flow of information, is going to improve their ability to become better and going to help you generate more revenue for the business. Okay. So going through that process on a, let's say, a daily time slot. It could be 5 minutes a day. For me, even at this level, I do not take any sales calls and I don't do any coaching inside some of our programs. I have obviously group coaching inside the sales course, and I do some group coaching inside the LinkedIn ads course. But the thing that I do every day that is the most valuable is having a 30-minute call with my team to analyze the data, see what's going on, see how we can improve, motivate the team, and et cetera, et cetera. So they're just that's a brief overview of how you can hire an appointment setter, why you should hire an appointment setter, and box off each of those. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of intricacies in how deep you can go into that. And it depends on where you're at in your business and where you want to be in your business. Hopefully that's useful. If you're not inside the free LinkedIn Blueprint, that is a school community, you are missing out. You should. It's free. All of these questions will be answered inside some of the videos inside of the community. The link is below, of course. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Peace.